What a day. I better be quiet. I forgot how late it is. He's probably already asleep by now. Looks like he made dinner by himself. I think I can still smell it. I'm so hungry right now. But maybe I'll just have to wait until breakfast. I don't want to wake him up by cooking anything. I'm way too tired to use the stove anyway. I'd probably fall asleep and catch the apartment on fire or something. Oh. I'm being quiet. Okay. I don't want to turn any lights on, but the bedroom door should be around here, I think. Sorry, did I wake you up? I was trying to be quiet. Oh, you were only half asleep. Okay. Yeah, had another overtime night. Sorry. I wish I could have stayed here with you. Thanks, sweetie. You're always so understanding. I just kissed your forehead, right? Okay, I thought it looked like your forehead, but I can't tell for sure. It's too dark in here. There's no need to turn on the lights. Don't worry, I'm just going into bed now. Yes, I won't trip on anything. I know our bedroom well enough without needing to see it. Silly. I've been blindfolded in here more than a few times. Alright, sorry, I'll stop. What a freaking day. Oh, just a ton of stuff happened. It was crazy, but you just sleep. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow morning. Good night. I love you. What? You can't sleep. Yeah. I honestly way too much on my mind right now. You want me to tell you the story about work today? Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I could show up as George R.R. Martin if I write a book series about what happened. My stories help you fall asleep. Do you actually mean that? Because I always thought they were annoying you. Even though I told you them anyway, because you know me. I have to tell someone or else I won't get it out of my head. I guess, even though we've been dating for such a long time, we still can learn new things about each other. But are you sure you like my stories? Or do you just like my voice? Aww. You can listen to me read a phone book. God, you're so cheesy. A simple yes or no would have been fine. You big dog. Alright, I'll tell you what happened. I gotta warn you first, though. If you fall asleep at any point, I'm starting the whole thing from the beginning, the next chance I get. Because you need to take the whole thing in order to get the full picture. Got that? Good. My, such an attentive listener. Okay, well, I don't know if you remember it, but I woke up super, super late this morning. Classic me, sleeping through the alarm. So there I am, rushing to get my clothes on, brushing my teeth with one hand while I'm putting on my shoes with the other. I even shoved a piece of bread in my mouth for breakfast and started running while eating it, anime style. Oh yeah, you know it's bad. And when I tell you I floored it to work, oh my god, I floored it. But there was so much traffic, like you would swear God himself. Crowded the freeway to an unimaginable level just to teach me a lesson about waking up on time. So, there I am, in my car, almost throwing up my one piece of bread, having a panic attack. And then boom, we're ended by this bright red sports car with the top down. And at this point, I was like, okay, that does it. That was the saying, the straw that broke the camel's back, you know? And I mean, you know how I feel about people who drive sports cars. Like, okay, they can't all be douchebags. I feel like a vast majority of them are. So, at this point, I'm fuming. And I just decide, you know what? I have nothing left to lose at this point. And I get out of my car to go give this person a piece of my mind. Oh yeah. So, I walk up to the sports car, and there's this woman sitting in there in business attire and sunglasses, and I immediately think to myself, oh, what a pretentious hag. Yeah, good thing I didn't say that out loud, because she lowers her sunglasses, and it's my freaking boss. And not like my office boss, but I mean my corporate boss. The one who's important enough to work in a different building with a whole office to herself. And I'm just thinking, oh no. Because no way she couldn't tell what I was about to lay into her from my body language. I mean, I must have looked like I was about to rip her car door off and pull her out of it. Right. And then she looks at me and she says, "Sorry about your car, ma'am." And I'm like, "Ma'am?" And then it hits me. Get this. The sun is right behind me. And it's obscuring my face. So she has no idea that it's me. So the first thing I think is, thank God. Like, that could have been really bad. Then I think, if she doesn't know it's me, then... What? What do you mean you know where this is going? Yeah. I made a different voice and cussed her out. What did you expect me to do? Yeah. I would have exchanged info and stuff, but I wasn't in the mood for that. Besides, if I did that, she would find out who I was. And personally, I didn't want to go through an awkward situation like that. So, I get done with that, and I go back to my car, and the freeway finally starts to clear up. And I'm like, thank God, right? Right? So, and as I'm driving more, I realize the sports car is still behind me. And that's weird because the corporate office is a different route than the one where all of the underlings work, right? So I don't know what route is exactly, but we were getting scarily close to the office and she was like still behind me, so then I started to panic. Yeah, turns out she was on the way to our office because she had to give some speech or something to us. I don't even know. I was half asleep during the whole thing. Well, anyway, we pull into the parking lot and I'm getting ready to face the music because I know this lady is about to obliterate my entire career. So my mind is racing, thinking like, can I bribe her? Like, what amount of money would be enough for a woman who already probably makes like what my entire car is worth every hour? Right? So I roll down my window. And there she is, standing there, looking like Maleficent or something. I don't know who's a scary female villain, like the female version of Satan, pretty much. And I'm holding my breath, waiting for her to like blink. And all of a sudden, I'm dead. And then she opens her mouth and she says to me that she's sorry about earlier. And for a second I'm like, huh? Because I like completely forgot about what happened because my entire life is flashing before my eyes at this point. thing I didn't ask her to repeat herself because that probably would have been the end of me. But I don't know. She was really understanding and said the accident was her fault. She even offered to pay for the repair. I still apologize profusely, of course, because, you know, maybe it was a test. You don't know how scummy a rich person can be. I wasn't taking my chances. But she kept her word. I only wish she would have told me earlier and saved me all that stress. I think I probably lost like 10 years of my life in that 5 minutes when I realized she was following me. So yeah. Have to factor that into our retirement savings now. But you deal with that, honey. You're better in finances than I am. Honey. Oh, he's asleep. Oh, but I'm like 5% done with the story. I didn't even get to the good part. Well, that's fine. I can just tell him the rest of breakfast tomorrow. And lunch. And dinner. I hope I didn't bore him too much. But then again, I did put him to sleep. So maybe that was a good thing. Thanks for listening to my ramble, sweetheart. I love you. Good night.